Omaha, Nebraska.
Okay, south of Colorado?
You go into New Mexico, Albuquerque.
Okay, and south of Utah?
South of Utah is Arizona, Phoenix.
Okay, and west of Utah?
Is west? This, now it's hard on me getting these things. California.
Okay.
Sacramento.
Okay, and where they do all the gambling is?
Reno, Nevada.
Okay, and let's go up the coast a little.
Salem, Oregon, and Seattle, Washington. And
okay, and you've already mentioned Alaska. That's great. Let's see. Now a couple more of these. The state where the Mississippi River empties starts with an L.
Louisiana.
And the capital of Louisiana is?
Baton Rouge.
And the biggest city there is? Not old, but new.
New Orleans.
Okay. And let's see. Biggest city in Illinois is?
Chicago.
And let's see, another one here. Where the Reds play a baseball team in Ohio, southern Ohio.
Cleveland.
Cincinnati. Okay. And the opposite of evening is?
Morning.
And if two people are walking in this direction, they say they're walking
towards.
Okay. And that direction is?
Up.
And that
down.
Is? Would you ever use those in travel to express direction?
Oh, yes. We go up to Montana, though it's not as high in elevation sometimes as we are.
And
we go down to Colorado.
I see.
And it will be higher than we are.
What do you use in reference to the east and the west? For example, if you're going to California or the coast of Oregon, or if you're going east, do you have any?
I don't know what you mean.
Would you, for example, would you ever say over or out or back or any of those terms?
We go over to Orland, and so that would be the east. That would be west. The map was on the wrong side when I went to school. And I am, that's west of me, I have to think.
Okay.
We go over to, well, we go over to Buffalo, which would be east, because we go over the mountains.
So over would just be according to the mountains?
Yes.
Okay. What if you're going to New York? You'd say, or you just say, I'm going to New York?
Going east.
Okay. All right. Let's see. More here. Let's say my car got stuck in the snow last winter, and so I
pushed.
Or I
pulled.
Great. And how would you express a short distance? Very short distance. It's just a
step away.
Okay. Okay. And a long distance?
Miles.
Okay. And something that's rare can also be said to be
exceptional.
Very few in number.
Unique.
Let me see. I'm trying to feed you this word. Let's see. It starts with an S-C-A.
Scant.
Okay, one more. With an S-C-A-R-C-E.
Scarce.
There we go. That's my... All right. Where would you catch a train?
The depot.
All righty. And where would you see a movie?
In a theater.
Okay. Would they ever call a movie a picture show?
Yes.
Is that, you said
similar.
That?
Similar, yes.
Okay, let me hear you say that again.
Picture show.
Okay. And if you're going to stay overnight in a faraway place, you'd get a room at a...
motel.
Okay. And, for example, these are four corners in a city, and you're not going across the street, but you're going this direction.
Cattywampus.
Okay. Would you? Are there any other terms like that you might use?
Angle. Jaywalk.
Okay. And if a person is walking through a field and sort of staggering, how would you express that?
Meandering.
Okay. And